And I can see so many times where I really started to celebrate.
I've jokingly said, I hope the 2 years that Joseph was left in jail is around the same time that I have been left in jail.
A lot of times in my recordings, I felt I was there long before I was actually there.
In my own pride, thinking I was further along the road than I was, I said to him, I got this, God, thank you for the warning.
He knows us better than ourselves. And like I said, I didn't know that I even had dross remaining, but he did. So he knows me better than I know me.
Yep.
And I'd be like, oh man, like,
and
I thought I was doing
it.
Better.
I'd be very
much to my disillusionment. Trusting God in the storm was only the starting line of my new life of faith, not the finish line. Perseverance must finish its work so you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. After 14 years of recording and publicly sharing my raw journal entries, which captured my walk of faith with God, my wife Lisa and I sat down together on May 1st, 2024, to share my final journal entry. All the lessons, all the waiting, all the sorrows, all the tears, all the broken things that came my way, all the attacks of Satan, that has all cumulatively conspired to give me a faith where I stand right now and say, I no longer need to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I no longer have to have God do anything good for me in answer to my hoped for prayers in order to continue to believe that God is good and that God is faithful. That has died in me in a way that shocks me. Man, has it taken a long time to get here? I wish I could have gotten here a lot sooner.
Okay, so I'm going to call this stage Prepare to be Disappointed. When I look back on my mountain climb with Jesus, I can see several times, especially in the early stages of my walk with Him, where my expectations were totally wrong. I always thought that I would make it much sooner, or that God would show up much faster, or that I would rise much higher than I actually was.
Now, unfortunately, when I look back on some of my story videos today, I can look back and see a naivete.
When I finished my first story, Trusting God in the Storm, I thought that was the end of God testing and proving my faith. Much to my disillusionment, trusting God in the storm was only the starting line of my new life of faith, not the finish line.
You know, I'm in a situation where God has asked me to lay down my right, if you will, or my previous tendency to save myself, and to kind of put my life back in order. And so I've been, you know, almost 2 years, I'm coming up on the 2 year mark, and I've jokingly said, I hope the 2 years that Joseph was left in jail is around the same time that I have been left in jail. You know, here it is 2 years later, and because I've had to say no to so many things, I'm still living at my parents' house. I'm still living, you know, hand and foot to mouth, if you will. And there's still so many days where I have, God, you know, how much longer do we have to do this? You know, is there a day of plenty coming? And that can be discouraging sometimes. I mean, here it is, a Saturday night. I'm 39 years old. I am by myself, and I'm living in a city that I still to this day, I really don't have hardly any friends here at all. God has really isolated me for a reason, and I know it's for a reason. Behind all of these feelings of feeling down, I'm very well aware that God has asked me to do exactly what I'm doing and to remain exactly where I'm at. But you know, it can be so discouraging. I've been doing this long enough to recognize that, and the Holy Spirit says, Michael, just wait, just trust me. And don't you know how hard that is sometimes? I mean, it is so hard. I've been doing it so long, I'm just like, God, okay, I know any day now, the phone's gonna ring and we're gonna do this thing, right?
Over the last 15 years, since the full surrender of my will to Him, I've attempted to tell my faith story in obedience to Him 4 different times, because just when I thought I had reached the finish line of faith, God would intervene and the story would take yet another dramatic and totally unexpected turn. You just can't even possibly ever have dreamed of something like this happening.
And I can see so many times where I really started to celebrate. Wow, I'm really going on with Jesus. I'm really obeying Him. And I have now seen unambiguous, clear answers to prayer. I feel His presence in my heart. He's manifesting Himself to me just like He promised He would. In John 14, 21, 23, those highs can be so beautiful. And because of our corrupt human nature and our ignorant understanding of God's ways, which are not our ways, what ends up happening is you don't realize that, again, those are just a few good meals to keep you going, but that you have a lot farther to go. And I have seen so many times now where I thought for sure I'm doing good. I'm perhaps I could say I'm quote there. A lot of times in my recordings, I felt I was there long before I was actually there.
Also recognizing that I have had to participate in God's sovereignty. This mystery between God being in control of everything and yet us having this limited free will where we're able to participate. And I think of the situation that happened with me and that woman, I can see God clearly warned me in advance that Satan was after me. And He did it in a very unusual way, but let me know. And then in my own pride, thinking I was further along the road than I was, I said to Him, I got this, God. Thank You for the warning. So my pride happened. Then when I got myself in the situation where it became out of control, God gave me a way out of the temptation. And yet I failed in that because my insecurity, my fear of what this person would think about my leaving was greater than my fear of what God would think about me by staying. So God directed, God gave me a way out, He warned me, but then I needed to have participated with my free will to align myself with God's plan. I didn't do that, I suffered the consequences, and I believe that God has showed me that I'm not as far along as I should be right now, largely due to that major failure, that setback. It put me on a longer road of character development. It made it to where I'm having to repeat some lessons and stay in school longer, if you will. Nevertheless, instead of quitting, I've decided to continue to press on and trust God and wait for Him. So
I'm at about 8,250 feet. Came around the corner, took a little rest at that chair, the tree over there, and then came around the corner and I look up and I'm like, oh my goodness, look how much farther I have to go. And it's discouraging. And it just reminds me of what happens when you see in a book of some great saint, or you see an example of a strong faith in another Christian's life, and just when you thought you'd made good progress, you look up and you realize, wow, I've got quite a ways to go. And that can be discouraging.
And I think this is what I believe He has done to break me, is that He has sent so many situations
Amen.
To disappoint Praise me. He got me to a place where I was angry at Him, and I wanted to distance myself from Him because I was so upset with Him. I thought He was being unloving, harsh, unmerciful. And I couldn't understand this because, like, my expectations were shattered when he put us together as husband and wife. And I thought, well, this is it. It's going to be fantastic from now on. It's going to be smooth sailing. And it wasn't. And he was trying to break something in me. And I felt that he owed me after all the years of suffering, and owed especially Michael after all the years that he had gone through, you know, all the suffering from, you know, the marriage to Kerry and the divorce and what have you. And it was basically his plan to get me to the end of myself. It's like God has disciplined me and shattered my expectations and my hopes through disappointments, and he's got me to a place now where, like we were talking about the other day, like a dog, where you have a dog that has all this energy and all this fight within them, and that they're wanting to be sort of the alpha, and yet the master, the human master, will come and flip the dog on its back with all its legs, all fours in the air, and they will hold them down until they submit, and they do it until the dog learns that they're not the alpha.
They're not the boss.
And then you get this beautiful animal.
Yeah.
That's obedient, and that's no longer, you know, irritating you and jumping up at you and barking and what have you. And I feel like God has done this to get me on my back into complete state of submissiveness.
Yeah.
And even though I thought I was being submissive and I was acquiescing along the way, I wasn't, because with each test that would come up, there was new dross. And I could see he had to clean off that dross. And so I got to the
Hence the point of repeated trials.
Yeah.
You see how it can't just be one. It's a dipping in.
He has to exhaust you.
He has to wipe you out. And it's a thorough purging. It's like every single time. It's like you dip in, the dross comes up. And then you have to cool them off. And then you got to dip them in, the dross comes up. And then you cool them off. And there's a little less each time. And you can see this isn't a matter of me giving you the right words, the Bible giving you the right words. It's not a matter of seeing the example. It's a matter of time under tension. It's a matter
of being patient. It's not a formula that you can try.
No, you have to wait. Mm-mm. I mean, this is also an encouragement for people who have things inside of themselves that they're sick to death of. They want to see gone, to not give up.
It's like God has the recipe. He knows exactly what he needs to send your way to get you to where he wants you to be.
Yes.
He knows exactly the
he
method,
does.
You
he
know,
does. For
and he knows
person.
How long it has to go
yes.
on for. Like
yep.
he knows us
Hallelujah.
So well. He knows us better than ourselves. And like I said, I didn't know that I even had dross remaining, but he did. So he knows me better than I know me.
Yep.
And it got to the point where I was still being cynical. Like I was a lot better. I was doing a lot better than Cocoa Beach when I was really angry with God. I didn't want to pray. I sort of felt like I was rolling my eyeballs when we were praying together. And I mean, I didn't literally, but I felt it within myself, my flesh.
Yeah.
And I was just always, I was acting like a child. I was acting like a child that wasn't getting my own way, as you'd expect a kid that doesn't get their own way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was rising up against him and
kind of like to edify you, this has been years of disappointments building up and years of waiting. And
I don't think it's bad to get disappointed. Like, I think I now realize, like, if you had this really amazing, obedient, humble child that completely trusted you as a parent, right? And they trusted your ways and how you dealt with them. Like, they knew that how you treated them and what you were doing was for their own good.
Mm-hmm.
If you trust, you know, if they trusted you completely like that, then you would know that if a child did get disappointed, they'd be disappointed, but they wouldn't be looking at you wanting to blame you as a parent, or they wouldn't be wanting to fight against you as a parent. It would be like, okay, I trust you. I trust your wisdom. I trust your choice. I know that you love me, and I know that you want what's best for me. Yes, I am just disappointed, but I trust the love that you have for me. And so a kid would soon forget about the disappointment and go on their way. But I wasn't acting like that.
You were holding on to it.
Yeah, I had a grudge.
A
grudge.
Yeah.
And so when we were in Tahoe and you were filming the Old Lost Trail, I was a lot better than Cocoa Beach. I wasn't acting, you know, angry at God so much. But every now and then, something cynical would come out of my mouth to show that I still was holding a bit of a grudge towards God. Like, I was still upset with him. And I'd be like, oh, man, like,
and I thought I was doing it. Better. I'd be very sensitive in my spirit to it.
And so I knew that I still wasn't right with God in that way. You know, I had improved, but that was a rotten fruit.
It needed to get gone.
Yeah, and so I ended up going to God like a humble little child, crying out to him, asking him for his help, saying, God, I'm still cynical and I don't want to be like this. And I thought that I was doing better, and I am, but I still can see that there's still rotten fruit here. And can you please help me? I don't know how to change this. You know, I don't know what to do. I need your help. And that's when I had the dream about the 36-48 locker combination, and I had half of it, which kind of shows that I was halfway there, like, you know, that I was better than Cocoa Beach, but I still didn't have the full combination. And it was like a combination to get into a locker of not of things, earthly possessions, but of life to the full.
Wow, isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing to think. It's like there you can see God telling you in advance of what the goal is, where he's trying to get you. And then you have the experience where, you know, you start to feel complete and you pray and say, Lord, am I complete? Can you now bless me? Am I in a position now where you see my faith is complete in you? And God does this amazing confirmation for you, which we don't even need to share that. I mean, that's just personal between you, but he really speaks to you and gives you a sign that indeed what you are asking is being answered with a yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I no longer feel that disappointment. I feel like...
And the freedom you get from that. You see, this is what I tried to explain to you like a long time ago. I'm like, the freedom that you get from though he slay me getting there. And I told you, this is really amazing for me because I said to you, God is not going to make an excuse for you to get left behind because you're a woman, because you're my wife, because you are not the full-time, you know, minister, if you will. I believe God's calling you up to this point on the mountain. He's calling all Christians up to this point where they'll trust him no matter what, implicitly. And I said, the freedom and the joy that you get.
And a good slave doesn't get disappointed with his master.
He
I mean, yes,
them.
They may feel disappointed for a time, but if they love their master
them.
And they know that their master loves them and they know that they're doing the best that they can for them, you know, want the best for them, that they trust them because they're their master and they trust their judgment. And so they take their hands off and they relax and they rest in his goodness. And actually now I can fully say I can now rest in his goodness.
Yeah.
He'll turn a corner and suddenly you say, wow, I have so much farther to go than I thought. I've come a long way, but that can be so disappointing. So if you can anticipate this and you can expect these disappointments, they will be less painful to you when they come. We'll talk in another stage about why it's good that you think you're farther along than you are. But until then, it's time to keep going. I have a lot farther to go than what I was hoping. You're on a path to fullness in Christ. It is the highest pleasure he has to see you and I conformed into his image, to see you and I live by faith. This is real. These parables that Jesus gave us, this parable of this climbing the mountain, he had me do this for a reason. It's real. Jesus' grace is real. Faith is real. Mountaintop faith is real. Mountain moving faith is real. Sanctification is real. Being cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ from all sin is real. Being a slave to righteousness is real. Moving out of Romans 7 into Romans 8, living a life of the law of the Spirit in love is real. These things are all real, brothers and sisters, but we have to perceive that they are there by faith, and we have to go after them and believe that they are real. This is faith, being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see.